Do 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 do. Good evening. Welcome to another Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We're reading from The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. This is Chapter 14, A Terrible Human Yell. As the days wore on, the curate's endless, helpless complaining was driving me nearly crazy. He would weep for hours while I sat in the darkness trying to think out a plan of escape. He ate and drank much more than I did and refused to listen to my pleas and threats that we conserve our food, for as I saw it, our only chance to save ourselves was to stay in the house until the Martians were finished in the pit. The curate was at the peephole, and I was sitting below him when he made a sudden movement backward and came sliding down beside me in the darkness, grasping my arm in terror. My curiosity gave me courage, and I looked out. The pit was lit by a flickering green flame that came from one of the machines working near the cylinder. Several Martians were standing in front of a mound of blue-green powder, and a fighting machine, its legs folded and shortened, stood in one corner. As I crouched, studying this fighting machine, I realized that its hood did, indeed, contain a Martian. As the green flames rose, I could see the oily gleam of his skin and the brightness of his eyes. Suddenly I heard a yell, a human yell, and the long tentacle reached over the shoulder of the machine to the little basket hanging on its back. Then something struggling violently, was lifted high against the twilight sky. It was a man, a stout, well-dressed, middle-aged man. He was clutched in one of the steely tentacles of the fighting machine as it swung him through the air. The next minute, the tentacle lowered him to the ground in front of the group of Martians who immediately surrounded him. For a moment, there was silence. Then I heard a long, horrible human shriek, followed by the cheerful hooting of the Martians. I suddenly realized, to my horror, that these Martians nourished themselves by taking the fresh blood of living creatures and injecting it into their veins through a little pipe. I fell away from the slit, covered my ears with my hands, and ran for the scullery. The curate and I crouched there all night, caught up in the horror and fascination of what we had seen. I tried desperately for hours to think of a way to escape, but found none. By the next day, the curate could no longer speak. Seeing the Martian's horrible atrocity had robbed him of all his reason, and he behaved like an animal. I knew I must not let that happen to me, too. End of chapter 14.
We should do chapter 15.
Yeah, I think we're just going to let that run.
No. I don't think so. I like it so much. It's so exciting that I just put a report.
Well, I'm getting sleepy.
Code of next chapter 15. Code of next chapter 15, the death of the curate.
Good night.